This is File 25, Cycle 2. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is April 25th, 2016. I am interviewing Dr. William Gallup. He's going to talk about his life as a pediatrician, Sharon Clinic, and anything else that tickles his fancy. But we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
John William Gallup.
Okay.
Known as Bill.
Your birth date, please.
27 December 1929.
And your birthplace?
Boston.
And your parents' names?
Henry Ezra Gallup and Elizabeth Barron. Elizabeth Kate with a C, Barron.
How do you spell the Barron?
B-A-R-R-O-N.
Okay. And you are an only child?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your educational background after high school?
Cornell University, bachelor, major in chemistry, Tufts Medical School, 55, and did a rotating internship in...
I'm sorry?
A rotating internship in Montreal. And I did a year of pediatrics at Montreal Children's. And 3 years payback service in the Army and outside Tokyo. And first two children over there.
And your older two children were born there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Came back, had 2 years as a fellow in the family medicine department at Boston Children's. Then joined George Haydock in the Sharon Clinic.
When did you come to the Sharon Clinic?
Summer of 62.
And it was because of George Haydock?
Yeah.
How did you meet him? Did he go looking for you, or
he was looking for help, and he was a graduate of Boston Children's.
Ah, so it was the medical connection with the hospital.
Yeah. My dad was also connected on the staff at Boston Children's while I was practicing life.
Why did you want to be a pediatrician?
Well, last thing in the world I wanted when I left home.
Yeah.
Dragged my dad away all the time, particularly during the war. And so that I didn't want anything to do with medicine when I left home to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of 4 years being away from it, I began to see that there was a lot of satisfaction and service to people involved with it.
Like teaching. A lot of satisfaction and service.
And so I drifted back into applying for med school and got accepted somehow. My grades weren't the best.
But you applied yourself.
And then as I got into medicine, I liked kids. And didn't really enjoy taking care of adults who could tend to get sick and be
difficult.
Hard to get them well.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would get even sicker, but they'd get well very quickly. And didn't care much about losing them.
They bounce back fairly quickly, most of them. When you came here in 62 to the Sharon Clinic, who were some of the other doctors in the clinic?
Well, the original.
And who were the original? Oh, I want to take back Dr. Collins' transcription when we're through with this.
Okay, where did I put it?
So who was there originally?
George Fowler, Fred Duvall, Bob Noble, and Bob Fisher, who was committed to them, came a little later after he finished his OB training. But I think all of them had served in the military during the war. And Roger Moore was there because Bob Noble was receding from practice and spending time doing research at the hospital. Cholesterol metabolism.
Oh my.
He'd been an associate of somebody at Columbia who did that before he came up here.
Now you didn't...
And George Haydock joined them in... after a year or two. I can't remember when he got out of training.
Well...
But he'd been in practice about 15 years when I came.
You said he'd had no vacation in 15 years.
He'd also been called up to serve in the military in the 50s. He'd been 4F.
But they still needed doctors.
And then they lowered the standards, and his old rheumatic heart disqualified him.
Yeah. You had offices in other locations other than Sharon.
Yeah, they had me start the office in Canaan. I've got a picture of Gene and Save. And so I was slowly built up a half-time work in Canaan.
And you were doing house calls at that time, too.
Yeah, we all did them.
All did house calls. What was the area that you covered with house calls? You had a kind of a circle of places that you went.
I guess Sheffield was the farthest north at that time. East Canaan was the sort of limit going towards Norfolk. Paul's Village. Not very much in Cornwall. Brad Walker was quite active there. And south end of Sharon, but not much in the Kent. Because there were two good general practitioners there. And on the New York side, goes far south as Dover, Millbrook.
Millerton?
Oh, yeah. Not up into Columbia County. No house calling over in Pine Plains because Dr. Russo was there. Who used Sharon was Dr. Wally Wick, who was a classmate of my dad's. Worked out of the Rhinebeck Hospital.
What was Dr. Wick's first name?
Walter.
You had a nifty story about Christmas and Dr. Haydock. Was this a party at the clinic or was it at the hospital?
I can't remember who got it started, but it was Susie Stanton. I think it was Susie Stanton and Karnes Weeks and George Haydock got the idea of dressing up like Santa Claus and going around and visiting all the patients, and also Susie would get the pediatric patients from the previous year and have a gathering and presents down in the lobby. So, George was Santa Claus.
You had a story about his stomach, his pillows.
Enhanced his figure with pillows. And he gets his Santa Claus suit strapped on. But one time when he was bending over to hug one of his old friends who was in bed. His suspenders let go and his pants dropped.
Oh, dear. That is a good story.
Much to the friend's amusement, I think.
Well, sure. And
we were out in the hall and heard this uproar of the reindeer. Four or five of us were reindeer led by Dr. Fisher, the original Rudolph.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that before. Oh, good.
Connie Weeks with the reindeer, and me, and I don't know if Peter Rout was from the get-go, but he was quite a while.
Oh, but that's fun. That's fun. And everybody enjoyed it.
And that kept going for a long time. It petered out a couple of years after I retired, I think. Malcolm Brown took over as Santa Claus. They had quite a rig for the Santa Claus's sleigh that maintenance people stashed somewhere during the year.
Oh, but that's lovely. You also had a very kind story about Dr. Jo Everett. She was, there was a farmer that was sick.
Yeah, that's a well-known story of hers.
But would you tell it? Because yeah. I think it's a great one.
She went out to make a house call on one of the militant farmers and discovered he was quite sick and shouldn't be working, so she ordered him in the house to bed, and gave him treatment, and then she went out and finished the milking.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's just that's why I wanted you to tell that story, because that's just perfect. How did you get involved with the Salisbury Visiting Nurses? Was this through Dr. Haydock? Or?
Dr. Haydock had started the Well Child Clinic with Phoebe...
Storm.
Storm.
She was the nurse at school when I went there.
Mm-hmm. And, so when George retired, I took over the clinic in Salisbury. Mm-hmm. And also Eddie Brewer, a few years before that, had bowed out of being school doctor, and I took on that chore.
And it is. It is.
And I did ended up when I at one point was Cornwall, Falls Village, Canaan, and Salisbury School, Salisbury Central School. And Anna Tamell came. She took over Cornwall.
Who took over Cornwall?
Anna Tamell.
First name?
Anna.
Anna, okay. Anna. What is a well baby clinic?
Well, it's doing exams to see if there's any problems with a baby and getting them weighed and measured and immunizations up to date.
How early did the babies come? I mean, 3 months?
Sure.
Newborn?
About 6 weeks is the usual first shot.
Okay.
And then on a regular schedule, decreasing frequency as they got past 1 year. And then there was a pediatrician working with Dutchess County. Wanted to slow down, and they asked if we'd cover her Millerton and Amenia baby clinics. So George Haydock took the Amenia one, and I did the Millerton one. Eventually, the nurse working with me in Millerton became a nurse practitioner.
Oh, good.
Covered the whole Harlem Valley, which was a great help to us because she'd pick up kids like the Onion Town crew and similar ones and get them under care and also assess their social situation.
Yeah, and there would be people that wouldn't necessarily come into a clinic that she would know about from her other work.
She was doing the running the Well Baby Clinic. Bernice Chatfield. And her helper in Millerton was Gert Winans, W-I-N-A-N-S. Her husband ran a farm in Pine Plains.
W-I-N-A-N-S. Okay. Were you ever the town physician?
No. Bill Barnett asked me to be at one point. It was after my dad had retired out here. I was just too swamped with work that I felt like really couldn't do it. Bill Barnett was furious about it.
Well, that's too bad. You can only do so much.
My dad stepped in and did it for a few years. I got a kick out of it, I think.
Oh, he was lovely. Mm-hmm. He was lovely. And so are you, but I knew Dr. Henry a little bit better.
Dr. Hank is his patient's call him.
I think, my opinion anyway, doctors have lost some of the human touch. Mm. Now everything is so specialized that you have a committee to do the medical, and that's too bad.
And you look at the way kids come out of med school with $250,000 of debt.
There's
a little chart came out in pediatrics just a few weeks ago. Sort of creeping up.
It's hard.
And it just drives people into this kind
of specialties. It drives them into specialties, yeah.
Primary care suffers.
It shouldn't, but it does.
It also puts the financial squeeze on them that induces the charity care. As I one point got involved with a home for retarded children in Great Barrington doing pediatric coverage up there. They didn't have any pediatrician until I'd been here, I guess, 15 years. And
where was the retarded school in Great Barrington?
It wasn't the school, it was just a residential.
It was just like a cottage of.
It was sort of like the Whitridge wing.
Okay, all right.
And then I did the same thing for Lois Carlson in East Canaan when she started up her own place.
So these were like private or independent?
And a lot of them were on Medicaid.
How about the mental health center here in town? Did you have any connection with that?
Not until I went on the board, I guess about 1990. George Haydock and Eddie Brewer, and I think Bob Noble were the ones who got the original started, I think, in the old railroad station. Got somebody in Georgia, I think, had known through Harvard who was at Riggs to come down and be the psychiatrist before John actually took over on it. It was originally just a children's clinic.
When did you actually retire as a pediatrician?
Fall of 92. 30 years.
That's enough. That's enough. What did you like best about being a pediatrician?
Well, I think dealing with kids who get sick and get better most of the time. And getting to know the families. I had a few, some second-generation patients.
Mm-hmm.
One third generation, which was from Onion Town. No contraception used.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you lived on Prospect Street, mm-hmm. there was a sign.
Oh, yeah. Phil Barnett put up the sign. 35 children, I think, at play.
And they were all in your backyard?
Well, they were all around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And lived next door to Fran Lemoyne.
Oh, yeah.
So the Halloween gathering had she established for a long time and just swarmed in it.
Oh, sure. Well, they have a good spot to go. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this that I haven't covered?
I've been very happy living out here. I always want to live in the country.
Good. Then this has been a happy situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And when I retired, then I started to pay back some time to Swissa.
Yeah. What do you do with the ski jumps?
Well, so I'd be a general handyman, shovel a bit.
That's important.
When I started, Matt Kiefer put me up in the judge's tower, radioing the scores down to the what they call the birdhouse. And I dropped it down a piece of plastic pipe from the man upstairs who collected it from the judges. And then I'd phone it down and ask him to repeat it back to me and be sure that it's usually Cicely Hayek was on the receiving end. And that continued until a new judge's tower got built, and we were in an insulated room with a heater. It had reached the point where I would have had to given it up because of just...
Your hands get so cold.
And got so cold and stiff
mm-hmm.
over the years.
But you've given so much back to the community in your care of the children and so forth.
Never been on any of the town boards, but Jean was.
But that's all right. And everybody gives in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been a special member of the community.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Anything else?